We begin things today by kicking off a brand new segment on the show we're very excited about, and we'll be doing it every Wednesday afternoon with the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Downtown and Downtown Bangor, if that's not a match made in heaven, I don't know what is. Joining us in studio, Betsy Lundy from the Partnership. Betsy, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Well, wonderful to have you here. And before we introduce the guests this week, let's talk about what we want to do on this segment every week.
Well, one of the things we're really hoping to do is just expose people to everything that's going on downtown. There has been so much growth, so much development downtown. There is literally always something happening that really, at this point, your biggest trouble is going to be picking which of those awesome things to do on any given night.
Well, and as I say, as somebody who grew up here, had you told me back in my 20s that my hometown would be the way it is now, I wouldn't have believed you. But there are so many opportunities and so many great local merchants, so many wonderful things going on in the downtown area. So we're so very happy to focus on that. And every week we'll have a different guest on the segment as well. And this time around, we welcome in Louis Morrison, who is a local legend. Louis, good to see you. Tell us a little bit about your background. You're not a Bangor native, but that we don't let that get in the way.
Family had the hardware store in Guilford. I moved to Bangor in 1998 to go to Husson College to study business. You know, I wasn't interested in the family business, but I knew I was interested in business as a whole. So came to Bangor in 1998 and haven't been back.
And have made an impact because you've got your hands in a lot of different projects. What are some of the things you're involved in downtown?
I've got a few things going on.
that's the understatement of the century.
It's only 2 hours.
Yeah, right. It didn't start out that way, but in 99, my sophomore year of college, I got approached by a local legend, a real local legend, Kissy Walker, about helping the women's basketball program with their fitness. Because I seem to be working out at the same time as the women's basketball program. I'm not sure why, but apparently I like that time.
And so pretty strategic.
Yeah, that's how it sort of got started. It got started in the fitness field and became a trainer here at a local fitness facility. Fast forward 13 years doing that throughout college, after college, building up a great clientele. One of my clients, you know, said you really ought to open your own place. Never had interest in having my own place, but he talked me into it. We found downtown was just starting to take off. You know, 7 years ago, I think the concerts had been here for a few years, and you know, I thought, why not? We'll give it a try. So we bought an old building downtown, turned it into a gym, and one thing led to another, and bought another building, and another one, and another one, and another one. So.
Well, that's great. And so what is it for you, as somebody who's so actively involved in downtown Bangor, what is it about Bangor especially that has led you to make it your business home?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I spent 4 years at Husson, and, you know, that would have been 98 to 02, and downtown was a drive-through even then. And you know, people, you know, last 5-10 years, said, oh, you must have spent so much time downtown and when you were in college. And I said, no, I didn't spend anything. There was nothing to do down there, you know? And now that I've been down there for 7 years and seen the growth and been a part of some developmental stuff with new restaurants and a lot of apartments and whatnot. And you know, when you buy an apartment building you know, you have absolutely zero trouble getting tenants. It's, you know,
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer, yeah.
Well, and that's I love that idea, too, which I think is one of the best things that's happened downtown. As somebody in that upper demographic, I mean, not Bruce Pratt. But, you know, I love, and I've been reading about it in a lot of big cities, the idea that, obviously, in apartments, you're going to get young people who are on the move and don't either have the resources to build a house or it may not be here for 20 or 30 years. But on the other end, you're seeing more and more people in cities who choose to retire, sell the house, and get an apartment in downtown because then you're close to everything that's offered culturally in a community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My tenants are between, you know, I have a ton of them that are 20 to 30, and I have a ton of them that are 55 to 75. And the in-between, there's a few, but mostly it's the younger. And I've tried to, you know, as a businessman, try to find apartments that were affordable for them, and then the retired that want the luxury living and been fortunate enough to be able to be involved with a bunch of those as well.
And are you finding, too, that with a lot of young business people, obviously through the partnership you get this effort as well, but there's more opportunity for your voices to be heard, that the leaders of the community want to know the direction you'd like to see things go?
Absolutely, absolutely. The second I have a vacant, whether it be an apartment or a commercial space, you know, I let Betsy know, and there's just a flood of people at the city that, you know, if I couldn't find somebody on my own, which sometimes I can't, I know an email and boom, they've got 10 people wanting to look at a space, whether it be an apartment or a commercial space.
We're talking with Louis Morrison and Betsy Lundy here from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Betsy, for anybody who doesn't know, what's the mission of the partnership?
Really, the mission of the partnership, to just sum it up really tightly, is to create economic stability and vibrancy in downtown. I think anybody who visits downtown, even when it was a drive-through dead zone, would look at what was there in terms of the old buildings, the statuary, just that kind of tight urban layout. And it was hard not to love looking at it. But maintaining these buildings and all the gardens and the trees even that are associated with it, it's kind of an expensive proposition. So it really took the community deciding to make an effort to invest in the infrastructure there in order to draw the attention of developers who wanted to help refill these buildings that were so beautiful, rather than see them go away.
And that's obviously, as an owner of property, that's a big challenge. You got these beautiful buildings. Bangor made what I think was a mistake 50, 60 years ago with urban renewal and tearing down some of those great old buildings. But they're hard to maintain. They require constant upkeep.
They do. They
labor
do, totally.
Of love.
It's a complete labor of love, you know, and yet it's still, you know, there's some really good investments to be made down there. I mean, a lot of these buildings have always had something in the storefront, but what was up above a lot of times was empty, you know, and we've been able to fill those, whether it be a $200 a month office rental. You know, if you have 10 of those, then do the math, you know, or you maybe can take that, put more money into it and turn it into a $2,500 apartment.
What's the best, from your perspective, as somebody involved in a lot of things, what's the best thing Bangor's got going for it right now?
I think it's the support from the city. You know, we bring an idea, whether it be a new restaurant or to take this old building that, you know, somebody has owned for 30 or 40 years. And that's what I think that's what's happening right now, is you're getting to see some of these people that have owned these buildings for a long time that they've been underutilized, but they don't necessarily worry so much about it. They've made their money, if you will, on it. So you get some of the young investors in there to take it, you know, meet with those people and say, hey, look, I want to take your building. I want to keep it. So I don't want to tear it down, make it a parking lot. I want to you know, improve on it and convert it into something that everybody wants to come and see. And then, you know, as far as your question goes, the best thing, you know, we're getting building after building after building that's doing that, and the support of the city. I mean, that's what's making it all happen.
Maine is an older state. You're both parents. I'm a parent. What we also hope is that Bangor will be the kind of place where kids will grow up and maybe they'll go away to school. Maybe they'll go away for a while, but eventually they may want to come back here. And do you think we've made some progress in that area, and that there's much more here for young people than there was even a decade ago?
Absolutely. I think in terms of entertainment value, if you go downtown, there is just so much to do on every scale. So whether you're going to see a band at Patty Murphy's or you're going to see a giant concert at the waterfront, there's a lot of kind of lifestyle opportunity there that draws people in. Yeah, definitely.
All right, if people want more information about the Downtown Bangor Partnership, what's the best way to do that?
Definitely visit our website, downtownbangor.com. We have a great events calendar on the website, along with just a whole lot of information about downtown. And our Facebook page is also really, really active. And our Instagram stories, if you watch Instagram stories, if you're one of the youngsters, you know, we're always like,
when I'm on Instagram,
but do you do the stories?
No.
Do you know the difference between the stories and the posts? Because
yeah,
I don't either.
The stories are fresh every 24 hours, and we literally comb through the postings of everybody downtown. every single day and repost what's going on. So every 24 hours, you get that really fresh picture of what's going on downtown, because there's just so much content. That was really the only way to convey it to people.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm so excited that we're going to be doing this segment every week. Louis, thank you so much for coming.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We wish you
really
much continued success.
Thank you.
And Bessie, we'll see you again next Wednesday afternoon.
Absolutely. 4:15.
You got it. Every week here on Downtown.